In the dark, in the quiet now, it's too much for me to take, to feel alone as if there's no way out. Oh, give me peace of mind today. When the nights are long and the days go on, I don't feel the same anymore. In the dark, when every light's gone out and there's nothing left to say, I hear a voice softly calling out to go the depth and feel the weight. When the nights are long and the days go on, I don't feel the same anymore. When the nights are long and the days go on, and you feel like home.
Album Echoes by Joshua Hislop, a Vancouver-based indie folk musician on the Network Records label who has just released his beautiful new EP, Embers, a few weeks ago. His recent single, Behind the Light, has already crossed a million streams on Spotify. I spoke with Joshua over Skype. Joshua, thanks so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks for having me.
You play a few different stringed instruments. Do you have a favorite or especially beloved guitar or other instrument?
I have a couple guitars that are very important to me, and I actually have this like ongoing fantasy of like if my house ever caught fire, what would I do? Grab, because I have a Gibson Hummingbird that was given to me by my record label when I signed almost 10 years ago, because I didn't have a guitar when I signed with them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then I also have a guitar that was made for me by a luthier from Maui who's become a good friend. And yeah, he made it for me in Maui, and then he flew from Maui to Vancouver, where I live, and gave it to me. It's a beautiful guitar as well. His guitars are called Divine Guitars. That's his last name, and they actually really are quite divine. They're pretty amazing. So
I can see why that's what you'd go for in a fire.
I mean, you know, assuming everyone's safe, we got the cat out of the house, and I have to grab one of those guitars.
What is one album that was really life-changing for you ever since the first time you heard it?
Oh, that's a really good question. I would say probably it's a two-part album, but it's Ray Charles singing traditional folk and country songs. Both of those records, my mom would sing a lot of Ray Charles when I was a kid, and like I still, whenever I hear, he's my favorite by far, but whenever I hear his voice, it just feels that feeling of like nostalgia for home, and but also just loving music so very deeply comes flooding back to me every time. But those are fairly old records, so something like not quite as old to be the David Bazan album, Curse Your Branches. I don't know if you know that, if you've heard of David Bazan, but Curse Your Branches, it's the first time I remember hearing an album that I thought, like, this is actually, every song was written for me. Like, this is my story, but someone else is singing it. It's pretty cool.
I'll have to check that one out. You yourself also write very compelling and intimate lyrics. How do you approach your songwriting? Do your lyrics typically inspire your music, or does it more often work the other way around?
It's usually, like, melodies come pretty quickly, especially if I have, like, an interesting chord progression. But the music comes first, by far, and then I spend a lot of time working on the lyrics. Sometimes, it's, you know, every once in a while you get one of those songs that just feels like it's given to you, and you get all the words in a day or an hour or something really, really quick. But 9 times out of 10, it's a pretty slow, painstaking process of sitting down at a desk, working on lyrics, feeling like a failure, doing that for 9 hours and then doing it again the next day and just hammering away until you get what you're looking for. And the trick I find is to not just like not settle with like an easy rhyme or just like getting frustrated with the process and then being like, you know, okay, there is no third verse. It's like there should be, then there should be, and you just have to go through the process, which can take a long time.
Do you more typically draw the inspiration from your own life and those of other people you know personally, or are you more of a storyteller?
I've actually been a lot more reflective of other people's stories in the past, from about, I would say, In Deepest Blue, which was my second LP, and then my third record. Those were all very, that was called Echoes. Those were all very reflective of other people's stories. But this new one that's coming out is written a lot more about my own stuff. But I also am trying to branch out to being more of a storyteller and telling stories that aren't. So there's a song coming out on the new album called Someday, which is totally fictional. And it was an exercise for me to see, like, okay, like, you don't have to write about, you know, you can write about your own personal experiences, but it doesn't have to be sensational. You don't have to, like, live this crazy adventuresome life all the time so that you have material to draw on. It can also just be, hey man, write a song. It doesn't have to be insane every time.
That expands your horizons quite a lot.
Yeah.
You mentioned signing with Network Records almost 10 years ago. Tell me how that came to pass for you.
Yeah, that was a crazy, I don't know, like all the events that fell into place, it really felt like I was just, something was happening and I was just a part of it, because I was in India traveling by myself and I got really sick while I was over there. And just before I had gone on that trip, I had recorded 6 songs with a guy, his name was Tyler Johnson, and he worked at a studio in Abbotsford, BC, which is where I was living at the time. And so I had gone to India near the end of that recording. And when I came back, we finished it up, and then we were planning on doing kind of like a goodbye show at the Backstage Lounge in Vancouver. And I had been doing music at that point kind of off and on amateurly for like 8 years, and was thinking it's probably time to get a job and stop doing this whole thing. And so I was treating this last show at the Backstage Lounge as my goodbye gig. And without telling me, he had actually invited the CEO of Network to come down and watch the show, because the offices were really close to the venue, and I guess Terry McBride agreed, and he came down, and I didn't know any of this was going on, so I was treating it just really nonchalantly and having a good time and not there's no anxiety for me, which is very rare because normally I'm very nervous to perform. And after the show, Terry came up. It was a Friday night, and he came up and said, "Hey," he introduced himself. And on the following Monday, I was sitting in his office, and he was offering me a record deal.
That is so cool.
And yeah.
Your debut EP under the label Cold Wind was released in 2011. You've since released a number of critically acclaimed records, the most recent being your EP Embers, which was just released last month. Is there a theme to the songs in the new collection?
There's four songs on the EP. One is an instrumental. The newer songs are really reflective of my own story for the most part. So the song Ash and Stone, I wrote on tour. I do a lot of solo touring, and it came out of that anxiety I mentioned before, and the stage fright and the feelings of isolation. I do, because when you're out on the road by yourself, it's very easy. I'm very hard on myself at performances and afterwards. So if things don't go incredibly well, and even if they do, I'm in the wrong headset, I'll be able to just kind of tear myself apart, and it's not great to do that all the time. So instead of doing that, I was trying to write myself a little bit of hope, maybe. And I wrote that song after shows in hotel rooms all over Canada and Europe and all over the place.
Here I stand on the edge again. But I will not fall, I will not move at all. Let the rocks come crashing down. Oh, hear my voice, low beneath the noise. Begin to rise from so deep inside. For I have no doubt that your time's run out. I will carry on, I will rise with the dawn. Set a fire in my bones behind the ash and stone. Oh, here I stand with my outstretched hand. Feel the blaze beneath the dust and clay. All the thorns shall burn, and the twilight will turn. But I will carry on, I will rise with the dawn. Set a fire in my bones behind the ash and stone. Oh, I will carry on, I will rise with the dawn. Set a fire in my bones behind the ash and stone. The ash and stone.